For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing great today. Well, as I said yesterday, I just gave an intro. We're going to be in the Old Testament with an Old Testament prophet by the name of Habakkuk, or Habakkuk, if you will. And I'm only going to give you glimpses because I can't really go into depth on these broadcasts, but I want you to think of these five things this man did when he was an aggravated, frustrated guy, man. He saw things happening to his nation. And he was like, God, I don't get it. Why is this happening to our nation? And he did these five things, and you know what? God met him, and God answered him. And so without watering it down, I want you to be able to use these five things and have God answer you. But the first thing we see that Habakkuk did, he withdrew. You'll see in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, I will climb my watchtower. He says, I'm going to find out why these things are happening in my nation. Or actually, he's mad and he's saying, I want to know why God's allowing this to happen. You're going to find out, my friend, so I don't leave you dangling. If God's allowing something, God's got a plan. That's such great news. He's got it, my friend. I can just feel I'm talking to someone. Stay steady. Keep your eyes on him. Do what Habakkuk did. Climb a watchtower, which means get alone with God until you're not alone anymore. In Luke 5, verse 16, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and he prayed. It was a habit. He had to get by himself to hear from God. So do you. So do I. I've got to pull away from the distractions, man, especially when I have questions. But now I've been doing it for so long. My sheer enjoyment is those wee hours in the morning when I'm alone with God. That is the truth. That's how I order my life. That is my intravenous feeding tube. Those mornings with God, I'm telling you the truth. This is how I live and move and have my being. I breathe him in. I read that word, for heaven's sakes. But this is what Habakkuk did. He says, I'm going to climb my watchtower, God. I don't like what's going on in my nation, and I need some answers. Why? Why is this all happening? Do that today, my friend. It's still early in the morning. Go to God. I don't care if you're in your car. I don't care where you are. Deep down, say, God, please show me some answers. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.